speaking with Aaron Farr, who is an RCP expert. He's currently doing some work in China with Eclipse RCP, and he's agreed to speak with me today. So how long have you been working with Eclipse RCP?
I have been working with Eclipse RCP since, I think it was 2004, shortly after RCP became, shortly after Eclipse 3.0 came out and RCP became a major feature of Eclipse.
So what kinds of applications have you been building?
I've done a number of different applications. The largest applications I've worked with have been both, I've done applications that have both been internal to large corporations working inside of manufacturing plants, for example, being a rich client to monitor processes inside of manufacturing plants and work with different types of equipment and machinery like barcode scanners inside of warehouses. And then I've also done commercial Eclipse RCP applications, though that one is still in beta, so I don't think I can explain too much about it. But I've done a variety of ones. Some also are standalone, and others are part of the front end to a large traditional kind of J2EE stack with EJBs and JDO on the back end.
So why was Eclipse RCP selected for the projects you've worked on?
It was selected for different reasons for different projects. I had the opportunity while I was at Sony to select RCP for one of our projects. And the reason that I personally went with RCP is we were looking at redoing an existing desktop application. And it had it was reaching the point where we were adding new features and the original code base simply couldn't handle the ways we were kind of twisting the features. And so what I was looking for was something that was going to be extensible over time and would be a standard framework. Because what I didn't want is us to write our own application framework and to support it. And one of the ways that I was able to convince our developers to work with Eclipse was that we knew that it was a framework that there was documentation on and it would be something that we would find easier to support in the future. And the plugin architecture was a major part of that, to be able to know that we could easily customize this application for all the different places that we were going to use it, so that our application went from really just being a standalone application to really a platform for us to deliver services on. In some of the other cases, I know that in one case, I was working with a company that originally was going to do a web application, but they realized that there were certain feature sets that they simply needed a more rich user interface. And I came in after the decision had been made to go with Eclipse, but looking back at what had happened, they had done a large survey of all sorts of different rich client interfaces. And Eclipse was selected, again, primarily because it could serve as a platform for not only this particular product that happened to have these feature sets, but potentially for other products that were still in the early planning stages. And so in most cases where I've seen Eclipse being chosen, a lot of it's due to that extensibility to be able to create not just a single desktop application, but be able to turn something into a platform that can be that can grow over time and handle lots of different features and requirements.
So what challenges did you face with Eclipse RCP?
The challenge is almost always the learning curve in the beginning. That was definitely the first challenge that I faced when I started to learn Eclipse Rich Client Platform. And it was the reason why I ended up working with some of the other teams that I did was because I was brought on to help lessen that learning curve. As a consultant to teach how Eclipse works and to get some of the code written for RCP. And for Eclipse has a very rich API, and there are lots of tool cases, and that can be a little intimidating when someone first walks into developing a rich client application. So once you can get around the learning curve and you go through a couple of tutorials, from that point on, I don't know if many of the challenges are specific to Eclipse or maybe just Java and programming in general.
So would you say that the learning curve for Eclipse RCP is better or worse than, say, a similar toolkit? Maybe compare it against learning J2EE?
Well, I don't think it's... I would think it's a little bit... It would be less than J2EE simply because of the breadth of J2EE. Although, at least with J2EE, has been around long enough now that there's a lot of decent documentation for it. I think a lot of other people that I had worked with, that I was training with Eclipse, were often coming from, for example, a Visual Basic background or some other rapid application development frameworks. And so in that sense, Eclipse was a little bit more difficult because some of the user interfaces that we were developing didn't lend themselves easily to being able to kind of drag and drop the UI. And that's one of the reasons they needed a more powerful tool like Eclipse. So I would say it's less than J2EE, more than maybe something just like BB or some of the other UI toolkits.
Okay. So you're in China. What are you doing there?
So I'm in China primarily for two reasons. I've been doing consulting for a while on Eclipse and decided to try to expand that effort and launch a little larger startup. And so we're hoping to do some business here in China, and one of the reasons I'm here is to investigate that. And I've been here since January, and so far it's going pretty well. The other reason, and perhaps more importantly, is that while I'm here, I've been meeting with a lot of people in the open source community, or anyone that's really interested in open source here in China, and have been trying to see what we can do to improve the use of open source here in China, and also improve the actual interaction, the actual contributions of Chinese developers with open source.
So you're involved in the Apache Foundation as well.
That's correct.
Are you in China in that capacity or in some official capacity with Apache? Or?
Well, I've been told that I am an Apache member, and I came here under, it was my own idea to come here, but when I mentioned to the rest of the Apache members that I was going to be here, they said I could be deputized to in any formal meetings that I've had, and that actually has opened up a number of doors to work with some of the ministries and nonprofit organizations here in China. And we're actually looking at some conferences in the future, or working with some, I'm hoping to work with some universities to try to get some open source either courses or labs getting started up. So there's a lot of things happening, and part of what I want to do, both as an individual and seeing as a member of Apache, is getting involved in that process and bringing what Apache can bring and some of the other open source foundations in the U.S. can bring to China and improve the use of open source here.
So how broadly is Eclipse and Eclipse RCP being adopted in China?
That's an interesting question. I'm not quite certain how much it's being used. Certainly Eclipse is an IDE. Is being used quite extensively. I know many of the universities here that use Java, and a lot of them actually use Java in their computer science programs. Many of those universities use Eclipse. As far as using Eclipse for a platform, like for the Rich Client platform, I actually haven't been able to find that out yet. I do know that there is a Chinese language forum for Eclipse that you can find on the web. I think it's eclipseworld.org. And so if you read Chinese, you can go there and look more of what kind of questions people are asking and what type of projects people are working on.
Okay. Now you have your you have a blog about Eclipse. Can you just let us know what that blog is?
Yeah, it's cubiclemuses.com. I actually have a couple journals and a couple blogs there, and the actual Cubicle Muses blog on that website is primarily focused on technical topics such as Apache and Eclipse and open source. And for those that are actually interested in what I'm doing here in China, I've got kind of a travel log on there as well.
Thank you very much for chatting with me today about what's going on with Eclipse RCP in China and your work. Certainly sounds like you're doing some interesting things. Certainly sounds like you're enjoying being in China as well. Again, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you.